Greetings. I'm Sevilla Mann, and this is Why's That?, where WMUK answers your questions about life in Southwest Michigan. Tell us what's on your mind at WMUK.org. In 1971, Erica Loeffler Friedel and her husband bought a three-bedroom ranch house near Western Michigan University, where Erica went on to have a long career as an anthropologist. 50 years later, retired, their kids grown, the couple lives in the same house. So when a realtor described it as a starter home, it surprised Erica. She showed me around not long before the pandemic started.
We brought up 2 children in this house, and we never felt deprived or, you know, short of space or whatever.
But standards have changed. In the early 70s, Friedel's 1,300-square-foot house was close to average size, according to the National Association of Home Builders. In 2019, the same organization found the average newly built American home was about twice as big. Meanwhile, Kalamazoo, like many metro areas across the country, is short on affordable housing. As Erica notes, some homeless residents are even living in tent camps.
How did this happen? How did it get to this point?
And does it have something to do with an American taste for big houses? The answers to these questions are complex, but one problem is clear, says David Anderson of Kalamazoo County's Public Housing Commission.
In terms of deeply affordable housing, we have not been creating that kind of housing in this country for 2 or 3 decades now.
Anderson, who's also the mayor of Kalamazoo, says by deeply affordable, he means housing where part of the cost is subsidized. Can't you just leave this to the market? Well, sometimes you can, for a little bit. Anderson says in Kalamazoo during the Great Recession,
a lot of landlords did not have their apartments full and were perhaps willing to do a couple things.
One, overlook blemishes on applicants' rental records, and two, charge less rent. But Anderson says when the economy rebounded, those rents went back up, and landlords once again got choosy about their tenants, and affordable housing became scarcer. The county does have some subsidized units where the rent stayed affordable, but Anderson says even with those,
there are many thousands more families in Kalamazoo County who need affordable housing resource than there are units available.
Now, some new units are getting built. For example, at the Creamery, a new building in Kalamazoo's Edison neighborhood. It's got dozens of affordable units and a 24-hour daycare, a model praised by Governor Gretchen Whitmer when she toured the Creamery in July.
We know that affordable housing and childcare are two of the most important barriers, keeping people from getting into the workforce, keeping people from getting ahead. And this is really a remarkable place that combines both of those important fundamentals.
But financing the Creamery was no easy feat. State and local authorities, private benefactors, and the builder worked hard to pull it off. In fact, David Anderson says on their own, builders often can't afford to build affordable units. The rent simply would not cover the building or maintenance costs. Also, in the Kalamazoo area and many other communities, zoning rules limit where you can build apartments.
Single-family homes zoned in neighborhoods. You can't just go into a neighborhood like that and say, oh, well, we're going to put up a, you know, a 10-unit on this corner, that sort of thing.
That brings us back to house size. The thing is, while bigger houses with bigger lots take up more space, even small single-family homes aren't nearly as dense as apartments. While Kalamazoo is short on affordable homes, housing advocates say it's typically not short on shelter space for the homeless. But shelters come with rules, and some people would rather camp. Even last spring's temporary program housing homeless residents in hotels didn't appeal to everyone. In May, Tim Perry was living in the Ampersey Avenue encampment and digging a garden there. Perry was looking forward to finding permanent housing, but he still preferred the camp to a hotel room with restrictions.
You can't have company or something, and it's like, that's what I'd want to go to the motel for, is to get away, you know.
Our question asker, anthropologist Erica Loeffler Friedel, says this makes sense to her. The second time we meet, we sit in her garden. Friedel thinks it's not just rules keeping campers from moving into shelters.
What they really would be missing is their friends, is a community.
Friedel says residents of the tent city have neighbors, people to talk to, people who share their experiences. She says in a shelter or hotel, they might feel isolated.
And that's the worst. That's the last thing they have, is they can pick and choose their community.
Share your questions for Why's That at our website. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.